Yeah, to no job. So he started doing what he loves best, making people fall in love with their cars again through valeting and detailing. That was at first over 20 years ago. Do you still love what you do, Michael O'Brien of Car Loves Valeting and Detailing?
Hi there, how you doing? I still love what I'm doing. I'm doing 22 years at it now, so, you know, it's all I know really at this stage. So, still at it.
I love how you said that at the age of six, you remember polishing your mother's lino in the hall with wax in your socks. And that was the whole start of it, was it? Your attention to detail.
As far back as I can remember anyway, that was the first thing I ever waxed probably. So it was just funny remembering back then times, like, you know, when in the 80s, sure, we'd do anything back then to keep us occupied. So that was us waxing the floor anyway with the socks on. And that was the first daily stages.
Right. And then, of course, you're the grandson of the famous Buller Rogers.
That's right.
Remember the footballers. And you helped him out with his taxi and coaches and your uncle. And it just started gradually becoming a thing, isn't it? Your love for cars and keeping them clean. And
yeah, well, that's it. Like, you know, I mean, it's probably built into such an early age with me granddad being in the motor trade as well. And he went into coaches. And then my uncle, Matt Rogers, he took over the coaches. And I remember cleaning out his coaches with a sweeping brush and just emptying the ashtrays and wiping the glass, you know, getting them ready for the next people to get into them. And that was at an early age, about eight, like, you know.
Okay. And now now you've made a fantastic business out of it, along with your wife, Niamh, is it? Niamh? Is that how you pronounce it?
Yeah. Niamh came along with three small kids under three at the time, around 2010, and she just decided that enough was enough. She couldn't keep going with working and minding the kids at the same time, so she started giving me a helping hand then, so it was great, like, you know, so she could still mind the kids and try and help us out at the same time. That was very, very good.
Okay. Do you know, are we good at keeping our cars clean, or is it a fact that just life gets in the way and you have, you know, training or stuff in the car that isn't taken out, or you just don't get it washed, and, you know, just life
just
takes over?
Yeah, life does take over lately. It's just a busy lifestyle everyone has these days. Like, you know, we know the crack. We have three small kids ourselves, and we know what's entailed. They're all into sports and that, like, you know, and you just throw stuff in at the end of the night, and the next day is just left till the next night, another train, another again. Like, mm-hmm. You know, and you're just trying to feed the kids on the go at times. Like, you know what I mean? To just try and keep them happy and keep them... You know, it's just such a busy lifestyle, you know, where everyone is the same way, like with small kids and that.
And I know you pride yourself on taking your time with the car in bringing it back to its former glory, so to speak. What's the difference between valeting and detailing?
Well, the difference between valeting and detailing over the years, I've really taken it. The valeting is a general day-to-day cleaning of cars. You mean, so you're washing them, your mini valets, your interior valets, and your full valet, which would be the most popular service we have. But then when you go into detailing, you're talking about going into the detailing interiors. So for starters, you take the seats out, and you might have to take the carpets out to find a damp or a mold problem, which would be very, very, you know, here in the winter months. You know yourself, you're after having 6 horrid months of it there, really.
Right.
And, you know, so to finding that. And then if there's a smoke damage car, maybe the roof cloth has to come down, or if there's cigarette smoke damage, you just have to get into everything, the vents and everything else has to be cleaned. You know, and then the exterior detailing then is totally different again. Like, you're going into taking off wheels, cleaning in the arches, the engine bays, you're buffing out, scrapes that's on the paintwork, and then you're touching up with a little fine brush to any blemishes that can't be buffed out, you know. So just, you know, faded cars and that as well, like, you know, just this into more depth to detailing, you know.
Okay. And I know that you said everything you've come across at this stage, absolutely everything, snot, sick, dog poo, rabbit infestations, paint spills, cigarette smoke. What is the strangest thing you've come across, and what is the hardest stain to clean?
The strangest and the hardest, still I can smell the rabbit infestation that we had. I'll just never forget that. That was a car it was a family car, granddad's car or something, and they wanted to keep it for sentimental reasons. So we brought the car back to glory as good as we can. Like, you know, it was great. That you're talking 15, 17 years ago, this was like, you know. Right. So still to this day, that was probably one of the hardest cars I've ever done.
Was it just left there and rabbits started breeding in it, is it? Or?
Yeah, just think they're using it maybe just as a shelter, like as a unit for somewhere to, like a van, if you know what I mean. They're using it as something that wasn't being driven, like, mm-hmm. you know, they're using it for breeding rabbits or that, like, you know, and then mm-hmm. it just came to the crunch that they wanted to use it again and they wanted to bring it back, like, you know, so. That's the thing about us. We take on any job. We wouldn't turn away nearly any job. We're not afraid of anything. You know, a lot of people wouldn't even take that on at all. They'd say, oh, right. no, you know, so.
There's a whole new meaning to rabbit in the headlights, huh?
Yeah, you said it.
Now, one thing as well, you have evolved over the years is you've taken on being environmentally friendly. You've solar panels and rainwater harvesting. You've got a lot, haven't you? As much as you can.
We do all that as good as we can. Yeah, it's great. Like, you know what I mean? We really try and do that as good as we can and promote that as good as we can as well. Like, you know, we have it on the website and everything as well. And we really are trying to do as good as we can in that line.
And in what you do, I know you have people working with you as well. You'd love to see an apprenticeship program for valeting and detailing.
I really would. Like, yeah, you know what I mean? For this type of business, it's so hard. You bring in new people and it's straight into minimum wage at the minute, which has gone so high for any small business, like, you know what I mean? And for this day and age, and for the amount of work that needs to be shown to these lads, I really think there should be an apprenticeship out there for them. Like it takes so long to train them in, to have them right, to know every nook and every compartment and every different mark or scratch or every defect on a car. It takes so long, you know, like, and it might bring more people into the industry then if they do get an apprenticeship of it, and then they might be able to go and work anywhere in the world with it then, you know.
Okay, well, that's interesting. How many people have you working with you at the minute?
There is six there at the minute. So okay. there are four lads we employ, myself and the wife, and then the two kids as well as they're in the background helping out all the time as well with rags and that. Stuff that's never seen behind the scenes, you know.
Lovely, start them early. I have seen so much about you online and so many good comments and recommendations about you. If anybody, you know, wants a price or wants to know more or wants to book in, where can they find you?
It's all on the website nowadays. Some people ask me for a business card anymore, and I don't even have them, to be quite honest. I just give them an air freshener with my number on it, and it's all online now. Everybody's online, and if they're not online, their kids or someone else is online. You get me? So everything's there from where we start, the mini valet up to the detailing services. Everything's okay. there.
So it's carlovers.ie.
Carlovers.ie.
You're based
outside Navan, 10 minutes outside Navan in Byerstown, between Byerstown and Bormean.
Okay, brilliant. And very quick one before I let you go. What is the best way or the simplest tip to keep your car smelling nice? The air fresheners that don't work, or is there anything else you can use?
Air fresheners are that mask up the car, I have to say, to be quite honest, some of them. You know what I mean? But a good valet once a year, I would recommend, would keep any car fresh instead of leaving for 2 or 3 or 4 years. You know, treat your car as your clothes that you wear every week, like, you know what I mean? Treat them as that, so you want to keep them washed and keep them fresh every now and then, you know. And I really do think that is very good. And rubber mats is a main thing for the floors, to try and keep them right. That's the key.
Okay, after that it should be okay, unless you have a rabbit in the boot.
Yeah, hopefully that'll never happen again.
Brilliant. No, that's fantastic. Michael O'Brien from carlovers.ie, if anybody wants to know, will actually promises that he will make you fall in love with your car again. If you're even thinking of selling it, go get your car valeted first and you might change your mind. And it's carlovers.ie. Michael, thanks so much for coming on with us.
That's great. Thank you very much. Just one last thing there. Can I just ask all the listeners to keep Sharon Ball in their thoughts and prayers. A young woman from Bormean who's a very young family who's after going for an operation and had a big charity GoFundMe page there recently. She's a very local and she'll be a close neighbour of ours and a client of ours as well. So just everyone just keep prayers and thoughts with her, please.
No problem, Michael. I know we've covered it on this show and other shows across it as well, and I'm pretty sure it's up on our website. So we will keep her in our prayers, and please let us know how she gets on. Thanks a million for coming on, Michael.
Okay, thank you very much, Rosie.
Take care.
Bye bye.
Now that's my lot for today. Thanks so much for listening.